brought to you by Penguin.
Lawrence of Arabia by Ranulf Fiennes. Read by Jonathan Keeble. Introduction. In the summer of 1967, I was facing a personal crisis. 5 years previously, I had joined the Royal Scots Greys as a tank troop leader, hoping to see some action. It was the height of the Cold War, and everyone seemed to be on red alert. But instead of being thrown into the excitement of battle, I spent most of my time in the muddy Prussian plain of Westphalia. We barely saw any Marxists, let alone fired a weapon in anger. I was bored stiff, and at 23 years old, already wondering what on earth I was going to do with the rest of my life. And then, out of nowhere, came a letter. It was from a major in my regiment, who had spent the last 12 months on a posting to the Omani army. His letter told of desert patrols in unexplored regions, terrorist arms caches found buried in the sand, and daily fights with Marxist rebels alongside Arab tribes. More officers were needed, he said. Why didn't I apply for a posting? His life there certainly sounded colourful, a far cry from the mud and greasy tank engines of which I was heartily sick. Yet all I knew about Oman was that it was somewhere in Arabia. But that one thought immediately conjured up an exciting image. The legendary T.E. Lawrence, thrillingly leading the Arab tribes on his camel, his white robes flowing behind him, roaring them into action against the Turks. In fact, the image in my head was that of actor Peter O'Toole, who had so brilliantly played Lawrence in the movie of his life, released just 5 years earlier. Like many others, I loved the movie and revelled in Lawrence's adventures in the desert. Now, here it was, an opportunity for me to also fight side by side with Arabs in a far-flung country, and actually see some action against the Marxists, no less. Suddenly my blood was pumping with excitement. Without further thought, I immediately went to the orderly room and filled in the relevant application form. To my surprise, the colonel eagerly signed it, which I found slightly disconcerting. Soon after, I joined 8 other officers from various regiments at an army school in Beaconsfield. We were there to learn Arabic, of which I didn't speak a word, and to understand what we would face in Oman, of which I knew very little.
"Fiennes, have you had any experience of action?" the instructor asked, sensing my fresh-faced innocence.
"No, sir," I answered. "None." His bulging biceps twitched in his well-ironed shirt sleeves.
"Do you know anything at all of the current situation in Oman?"
"Not really, sir," I replied, sensing the rest of the class sigh in dismay. Muttering under his breath, and with a shake of his head, he walked to a map on the wall and set me straight. In June 1967, under Harold Wilson's expert guidance, Britain withdrew from Aden. Within 3 months, the Russian and Chinese imperialists moved into the resulting power vacuum and looked to spread Marxism as far and wide as possible. Dhofar, a province of Oman, was their nearest target, where they found a receptive audience. Many Dhofaris were already rising up against the ageing Sultan of Oman, who they blamed for their country's impoverished living standards. Oil had been discovered in 1964, and the country suddenly received huge revenues. But the Sultan had retired to his palace and kept the country in the Dark Ages. The Dhofar Liberation Front was subsequently formed, and after being infiltrated by Marxists, the guerrilla fighters were sent to Moscow and what was then known as Peking to be trained and supplied with state-of-the-art weapons. Soon there were over 2,000 insurgents, supported by the Soviet Union, fighting the Sultan's meagre forces in the Dhofar Mountains. Revolution looked inevitable, and once Dhofar fell, Oman would follow, along with the rest of southern Asia.
"Would this be a problem, Fiennes?" the instructor asked.
I squirmed awkwardly, spluttering that any win for the Soviets was a problem for us.
"No, Fiennes, it would be a total disaster," he bellowed, now staring at the rest of the class to ensure they also understood the gravity of the situation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?